This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Thailand's pro-democracy protesters clashed with police and royalist groups dressed in yellow today in front of the parliament, where lawmakers are considering proposals to amend the constitution, one of the core demands of the nation's student-led pro-democracy movement. Hundreds of police officers had been watching over the demonstrators who had gathered outside Thailand's parliament for the anti-government rally. As the number of protesters increased from the hundreds to the thousands later in the day, some broke police fences and threw water bottles toward water cannon trucks and pro-government demonstrators. Hurricane Iota made landfall along the northeastern coast of Nicaragua late Monday night, and flash flooding and landslides are expected across Central America. The National Hurricane Center said Iota struck Nicaragua a Category 4 storm with winds of 210 kilometers per hour. Many people hunkered down in shelters while the Nicaraguan government evacuated thousands of residents in low-lying coastal areas ahead of the storm. Claire Nullis is the spokesperson for the World Meteorological Organization.
We're running out of superlatives for this Atlantic hurricane season. It's record breaking in every sense of the word. We are currently with Iota on the 30th named tropical storm of the Atlantic hurricane season.
Hurricane Iota killed more than 130 people as the heavy rains caused flash flooding and landslides over parts of Central America. Top government officials in Afghanistan downplaying reports the United States may be planning to withdraw U.S. troops. This is VOA News.